Didn't we have like a minute left?
Log Talk Radio.
Seriously, how we're really going?
Yes.
Shit. Man. Oh. Wow. I thought we had like 4 minutes left. I was just making a dick joke.
I'm gonna kick some ass. Gonna try to build up my podcast. Oh. I'm preaching, looking to help fuck us, cause I'm fucking awesome.
All right. I didn't know we were live. Sorry, everybody. I swear we had more time. Welcome back, Jen. Let's just start off. Jen's here, everybody. She wasn't here last week. It was very upsetting for me. She almost didn't call in today because she got her vag hurt over some food.
Okay, mister. I never do any research. Yeah, I'm all better.
I didn't say you didn't do research. Hold on a second. First of all, Eli, did you eat today?
I nibbled on some things, yes.
Why are you continuing to eat when we've asked you? We've both asked you straight out tonight.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm still in a bad mood. It doesn't mean like I'm in a good mood just because I nibbled on some things.
Yeah, but you're in a bad mood. You're in a bad mood when you don't snap. It's just like, you know, no one can tell you. Just quiet. You're in a bad mood when you're hungry. That's when we know you're in a bad mood. That's what everyone loves. Give the people what they want. Do you want to have Carly call in? Would that help?
No, thanks.
So, Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you
and now we don't have Susie. No, I'm done with my banana. I downed that banana so fast.
Yeah. Never mind. I can't even perv on you. It's so creepy.
You can't be gross with me. I know.
It's like I have that fucking rat trapping in my head, like when they shock rats. I can't, whatever. Yeah, no, I can't perv on you. It's disturbing. I should probably do that as a segment to see if I could do it, if I could dirty talk you.
I know. We tried with, wasn't there one show where you said come sit on the couch and talk dirty, and it didn't work.
No, it's really creepy. Ugh, I'm creeped out. All right, let's move on. But you're done with the banana. And you're here for good, right? Because you sounded like you were going to quit the show about 5 minutes ago because you got your butt hurt. Would you like to talk about that?
I didn't get my butt hurt. I saw your tweet that said, should I read the research for the show?
And why did that upset you?
Because you want me to really say it? Because you're a lazy bastard.
Yeah, you can. This is a show.
Why should I even do any research, you stupid fucker? That's why I was butt hurt.
Well, you
but
should
I
do
didn't
the
do that much this week, to be honest, so I don't feel as bad.
But I don't understand, like, the whole point of you doing research is so that I don't have to do research.
Right, but you need to read the summary of the research.
Oh, I did that right before the show. I just did that, like, 5 minutes ago. So we're good.
Way to go. Well, then at least I know I don't have to do it ahead of time. I'll just do it 5 minutes before the show.
All right.
Are
but you
I'm
better
not
now,
hurt.
Though? Are you over it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you need
I'm
a hug?
Over it. No, I'm good.
All right, and you're not going to miss the show again, right? Because that was not very good. That was really selfish of you to not be here last week.
Very selfish. I'm an asshole. And, you know, actually, fuck this. I need a beer now. If I
oh,
have to do
good.
A show with you like this.
All right, I'll stop fucking with you. Just get over yourself. I do listen to your emails. I've been really busy. You know, I've been working really, really hard these last 3 weeks on this documentary of my mom running for presidency, and it's actually fairly good, surprisingly.
I know. Is that the most you've seen your mom in your life?
It's no. You know, before I was 18, I saw her all the time, but this is like the most, this is the longest I've been able to listen
to her.
In your
adult life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in there like literally 11 hours a day or 10 or 11 hours a day, like watching her speeches on tape, and you know, that's probably the longest I've listened to her in a long time. Usually I tune out in about 2 or 3 minutes.
And what do you think? What are you thinking of it? You have a different...
I do. You know, when she ran for president, I kind of didn't really pay attention to it. I know that sounds horrible, but it just seemed like,
really
you know, it was parody at first. I went out and filmed her in Washington, D.C. years ago when she went in front of the White House. You can see that on YouTube with the bullhorn and announced her presidency, and it was fun, and I edited it down, put it up on YouTube. But, you know, it was just like this parody thing, and it was cute. She's a comic. I liked it. But then she, like, literally filed with the FEC and literally ran for president, really got on the ballot. She got over 65,000 votes, which is amazing for a write-in campaign. And the documentary is actually pretty fascinating because she did the entire campaign pretty much via Twitter and Skype, and she put no money into it. It was kind of cool. I think it's going to be good because what it showed me is that you know, the third party in this country, you can really run for president of this country without money. I mean, you're not going to win, but you can run, and it's very cool. But anyway, I think my mom's a genius. I'm proud to admit it.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll ever get finished. I got a call from her yesterday, just like screaming about how it's horrible. So, you know, who knows? It's going to go like all our projects go. We're just back and forth. But anyway, that's why I haven't been researching. So that's what's been going on with me. So tell me what happened. There's some fat kid that got a gastric bypass.
Yeah, there's a 2-year-old had gastric bypass. Well, and the thing is the doctor really did try to have the parents put him on a diet, on a healthy food diet. This was in Saudi Arabia, which I didn't realize they even had surgeries, except for pulling people's parts off.
I didn't know they had enough food to get fat on in Saudi Arabia. Are they like a third
world
country?
He must have been a rich kid. I don't know. But he's 2, and he was 70 pounds, which at 2 years old, basically you go out, you know, about 10 pounds a year. Maybe he should have been like about 30 pounds. So he's more than twice his weight. And so he did a gastric bypass where they cut his stomach down to the size of a banana, and they did have him try to diet for about 4 months, and the parents couldn't diet him. They kept feeding him, and he gained 17 more pounds on those 4 months. So now he's had the gastric bypass, and he has lost 15% of his body weight. He's down to 52 pounds. But what scares me is he's 2 years old, first of all, having a major surgery, major.
Yeah, just for people who don't know, the gastric bypass, because my mother and sister had one, it's not like the lap band, which is still pretty major. But that's Eli, everybody. But they cut your stomach open, your actual like skin and abs. They peel your abs like a C-section, basically. And then they take your stomach and twist it like an animal balloon and then pinch it so that instead of having this, you know, normal-sized stomach, your stomach shrinks to like a third its size, and the rest is just pinched off. And then I guess the bypass is that they rehook it back up some tubing. I'm not sure it's medical, but this is a 2-year-old that had his stomach literally cut open. It's major surgery. The recovery time is, you know, weeks to months. This isn't like, you know, they just open it up and put a band on. It's pretty fucking crazy. I don't even know how that's legal. That wouldn't be legal here in America, would it?
Probably. Now that it's, you know, fat is a disease, it's not anything we can control.
That's right.
I think that is the best way to treat it now would be just to cut people's stomachs open either way, and let's just treat it that way. 2 years old, 20 years old, who cares? Who cares if you ruin the rest of their dieting and life forever?
Well, you sound bitter. Like, are you trying to allude, say that, like, the 2-year-old was eating too much, and that's why he was 71 pounds? Is that what you're inferring?
I would like to say that the 2-year-old has no control over what is put into his mouth because it is given to him. So I would say the parents made him sick and made him obese, and they should be cut up, not him.
You're not backing that up with any science, Jen. What we've learned from a lot of the people we've been fighting with on this show and on Twitter is that it's obviously genetic. This kid was obviously born with some genetic link. You know, we're all scientists now. And he's just born fat. And there was nothing the parents could do to stop it. And it's just, I think you're kind of being insensitive.
Yeah, it's true. I did actually just on Dr. Phil see a premature baby born probably about 3 pounds, 2 pounds. And his mom literally felt guilty from that point forward, and he's now about 700 pounds because she just can't say no to him because he was a preemie. And he's 28 years old, and she powders his ass. So, yeah, I mean, he has the disease, too.
God, that disease. I mean, is there some kind of, like, pill we could create to help these kids, these little 2-year-olds that are 71 pounds? Is there something we could do for them? I feel terrible.
I think we could give them death pill to their parents, and I could feed these children, and they would be healthy. I understand culturally, some people in my husband's culture, I think, you know, the Jews too, all have issues with food. They love to feed people. It's a way to show love. But, you know, there are ways to healthily feed people. So, I mean, even popcorn, if he wouldn't get fat if she just let him just eat popcorn. Jeez, what were they feeding this poor baby?
Well, that's, you know, I'm obviously joking and teasing all the people because it's obvious these parents are fucking terrible parents. I mean, I know. I'm just so sick of this argument. I'm sick of having this argument. But this is like, this is a clear-cut case. I hope nobody's going to make the fucking glandular argument, because what we know is this kid was 71, went to the doctor, and the doctor put him on a diet. Right? Eli?
Right?
Put him on a diet, and then he gained 17 pounds on a diet.
It said the parents could not stick to the strict diet that the doctors put him on. So why is this not considered child abuse? Like,
well,
we are literally mutilating this child now, his insides, because these people can't feed their child the right way. Like, people with obese kids, I feel really bad saying this because I know there's a lot of parents that love their kids no matter what, but if you make your kid obese, you're killing them. Why is that different than punching them in the face?
You're absolutely right, and these parents should be murdered. They should absolutely be taken out and murdered, plus they're Saudis, so they're dirty Arabs, and nobody really cares. And it's just really disturbing because this is a 2-year-old kid that has no control over what he's eating, right? It's not like a 2-year-old can go to fucking McDonald's in his car and go through the drive-thru. So this is literally child abuse. I mean, they are literally killing this kid. And then a doctor, instead of when you go to – let me just put it this way. If I'm a doctor and two parents walk in, this is why I should run the goddamn planet. And if these two people came in and said, hey, our kid's 71 pounds, he's 2 years old, I would kidnap the kid instantly. I would shoot each parent in the face one time, bury their body, and I would take the kid and start to feed him properly and exercise him so that he gets healthy and lives a long life. And that kid would have an infinitely better life. But what this doctor did is he looks at it and goes, oh, you know what? I could probably make a few bucks here. I'll give him gastric bypass. I can bill his parents. I could get some money from the insurance. And I'll just cut his fucking stomach out. It doesn't matter that he's going to go home and his parents are still going to overfeed him for the rest of his life. And I'll tell you one thing about gastric bypass that nobody ever talks about is it's not – obviously, it's not a solution. You're treating a symptom, not the source. And you can eat through a gastric bypass. So when you tie off the little balloon knot in your stomach and you continue to eat like a fucking fat hog, your little stomach will stretch. Stomachs stretch. That's how people get fat. So now you have two big stomachs, like almost like cell division. And this kid, because no one's removed him from that house with those shitty fucking parents, is going to die. He's going to die probably at, like, I'm going to guess, I'll put money down that he dies before he's 10 years old. Do you guys want to put money up on it?
I don't say 10. I say in adulthood, but young. Yeah, I mean, the surgery itself was dangerous. What I don't understand is if I starved my kid, if I starved my children, you cannot use food as discipline. That's something I know is a law. So if you're not supposed to send them to bed without supper. You're not supposed to use food as discipline and take away their food. If I starved my kid, I would go to jail for neglect. Why are these parents not going to jail for giving their kids obesity? Because they feed them.
That's a really good point. Eli?
I think it's a very valid point. There shouldn't be, if a kid is starving to death, obviously the parents should be thrown in prison. And if the kid is obese, not overweight but obese, then I think there should be some actions taken by, I guess, child services.
That's a really good point.
But I do think like there are some cases, though, and I guess I saw this on an Oprah Winfrey show, where thyroid could be used as an excuse, too. So there are some very minor random cases where people do become obese because they have a faulty digestive system or their thyroid is, I don't know, in a certain condition where it causes one to gain weight much faster than other people. But we're talking about a 2-year-old.
And thyroids are fixable. There's a medicine that cures it right there. My little sister has an inactive thyroid, takes medicine, and her chubbiness went right away. That was like at 10 years old.
And even then, like if it doesn't, you're still, again, like every argument, that's, you're talking about a very minuscule percentage of people that do have weight issues because of an actual genetic problem. You're talking like 0.009% or whatever it comes to. So obviously those parents wouldn't go to prison. But, you know, the other 99.9%, I think that's a really good point. I think Child Protective Services should be called. The problem is all the people that work at Child Protective Services, and because it's a government agency, are 600 pounds. Have you ever seen those fuckers? I mean, think about it. Like, what are you going to do? Be like, hey, come here, Shaniqua. I need you to remove that back kid from this house.
They'd have to take their own kids away.
Exactly. Like, what government agent are you going to find that's not 600 pounds? So that's why it hasn't happened. That's my theory.
I just think if they go into the doctor so many times and the doctor says, here's the diet, with this diet and exercise, they will lose weight. We've checked their thyroid. Everything else checks out just fine. You're going to give your kid diabetes. You're going to kill them.
Right.
That if that doesn't happen, there should be steps you go through, not just because you walk in with a fat kid, but, you know, like, here, we need to give you some training on nutrition and give them these tools. It doesn't happen, then your kid gets taken away and given to people who will feed them right. I mean, this little two-year-old, I would take him. Poor thing. He's just going to be overfed again. Have they been given training on how to feed him? I doubt it.
The doctor gave the parents a strict diet to follow for the kid, and the kid gained 17 pounds. So these parents are not responsible. They are not capable of parenting. That right there, there's no argument to be made that they are not capable. A two-year-old is going to a doctor because his life's in danger, because of actions the parents are taking. The actions they are taking are killing their own child, and we turn the child back over there. And what our solution is, I know this is in Saudi Arabia, but this is going to happen here. Let's fucking face it. This is the fucking fattest country in the world. This is going to happen here more and more often. And it's just weird to me that as just typical of the pussy generation, because nobody wants to blame the parents, nobody wants to talk about environment, everybody wants a genetic or medical excuse so they don't have to face the fact that they're fucking stuffing their fat fucking faces in front of a fridge at 3 a.m. in underwear and crying, that this is going to start happening more and more, and it's actually going to kill. It's going to start killing children. And I can guarantee you, Jen and Eli, like every show we do here, we're going to get a lot of people mad with this discussion. And again, like always, we are arguing for what's best for a child and its health. And everybody else would rather cut the fucking kid's stomach open and operate on him when he's two than remove him from that house.
Well, I think they'd argue that taking them away from their family is going to hurt them, but it might hurt them emotionally, but really, like, they're going to die.
Yeah.
Even if it's temporary, like, you know, rehab, I guess send your two-year-old to rehab, something, the whole family, just do something other than surgery that's major. I mean, I questioned having C-sections, and that was just getting a baby cut out of my stomach. You know, those are major surgeries. To have your organs transformed is pretty scary, and for him to stretch it out again, it's just going to be thin, and it's just sad. I'm sad that it's gotten to this point.
No, he's dead. Chalk him off. He's not. He's done. His life's over. Oh, you know, so sad. Welcome to the modern pussy planet. Speaking of pussy, we have Alex finally calling in. She attends. I can't remember. Hey, Alex, how are you doing? First of all.
Hey, what's up?
Is it Alex or Alexandria?
Either one works.
She's Ziva to me. That's how I see her name now. Until
are we allowed
she told
to say
me
who she is? Is she weird?
Well, yeah, just don't say her last name. It doesn't have her last name.
Well, it's about time you fucking called in, Alexandria.
I'm sorry. It's my apologies.
So, okay, we're moving on. The fat kid's dead. Everyone agrees. Now, you attend a college. I saw that there's some university. First of all, what college do you go to? Just so I'm the
Hamilton
I didn't read
College.
Jen's email. What college?
Hamilton College here in upstate New York.
What is that? Is it like some liberal arts thing or something?
It's a really small liberal arts school.
Do you have to be smart to get in there?
I hope so. I hope that's the criteria, yeah.
But
yeah,
it does seem
pretty prestigious.
Okay,
really,
but it's not, what's the school known for? Like, what is the curriculum normally?
It's known for actually writing. I think it's the second best writing school in the country.
Okay, so it's like total libtard. Okay, so tell me what this course is coming, because this did make national news, and we were going to cover this story anyway, and then it turns out you know, someone we talk to on Twitter a lot, actually attend this university. So tell the people what the class is, the new curriculum in your school that's getting all this attention.
Cool. Okay, so it's actually a seminar. I think it's tonight at 8, actually. It's held by the Warman Center, which is a center here that has to do a lot with women's studies and gender studies, stuff like that. The seminar, it's...
Is that next to the Mann Center?
No, it's not, actually.
There's not a Mann
but
Center?
I think there is a club, I think, that has to do with men's studies, actually.
Oh, okay.
There's
good.
A lot of... Yeah.
Every other center is man's center, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
They just take a history course, and you're taking a math class.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to be like this with your liberal college. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Okay, so the seminar, it's called, you know, obviously the I Love Female Orgasm Seminar. It got a lot of attention, I guess, because of the name. But it's not really centered around teaching women how to have orgasms. It's more about...
Well, no wonder they didn't ask me to teach it. I was wondering why.
It's kind of just like... it's hard to explain. It's more like teaching women not to give in to a stereotypical how your sexuality is supposed to be, how different women achieve orgasms in different ways, and you need to find out what works for you rather than, you know, seeing a movie and being like, oh, well, my partner is going to expect that of me, so I have to follow A and B and C to get to this final stage when it's not the same for everyone. And I think that it's more about finding your own sexuality and being open to experimenting and stuff like that than giving you a script on how to fulfill your dreams in bed.
Is there any indication? Is there any indication on whether or not the workshop will be hands-on?
I don't think it will be. No, they're bringing
no demonstrations.
They're bringing speakers in. No, I don't think so. That would be interesting. I actually don't think I'm going to attend this one, but it's very. I know a lot of people who are. So,
do you
most of them are guys,
it?
I imagine. Right? I'm going to audit that class. Would that be creepy if I audited it, like as a 35-year-old man?
Yeah. Probably. I think it's only open to women, from my understanding. I actually haven't looked into that, but I think it's only open for women. So to kind of create a safe, a comfortable atmosphere, I suppose. A lot of women are going there because they're maybe confused about their sexuality or want to learn more about that kind of stuff. So
these are all like creative writing, liberal... college-age
well,
women
not,
like yourself.
Not really. We have a small but strong conservative group here, and there's a lot of people really, I mean, my roommates are all into the sciences, and I'm here like, that's difficult. So, but yeah.
And, okay, so when you say that it's this, I don't quite understand the class. It sounds more like it's just a group therapy session, like where women are going to go complain that they can't have an orgasm.
No, I mean, they're bringing in speakers. No, they're bringing in speakers to talk about. I was eating dinner yesterday with one of the girls who took a women's studies class here, and she kind of knew the outlay of how the seminar was going to go, and she was telling me some of it would be about, you know, like I said, you know, just knowing your sexuality isn't going to be as the same as what, you know, you see on movies. And I feel like a lot of people here, especially people I've talked to, aren't exactly sexually experienced.
Right.
Which was totally surprising to me because, I mean, where I come from, everyone just fucks everybody. So I don't know. It was just very surprising. I think it'll be helpful. A lot of the people here are just, like, awkward when it comes to sex, and I don't think it should really be like that. So hopefully it'll help.
It's like sex ed for grown women. Basically.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a more adult-y sex ed, yes.
But how do the dads feel? Like, you know, not to sound sexist, but it's totally sexist. I imagine a higher percentage of dads are paying for their daughters to go to college than their moms. So there's all these dads sending their girls to college at 18, and then they're having these orgasm classes. Anybody's dad slipping out, or am I just really lost?
I haven't heard of anyone's father slipping out about it. I mean, you don't really have to tell your dad everything you do every day.
I was
going to
say, they're probably not going home saying, Dad, I'm taking this orgasm seminar.
Yeah, but the dad's going to read the paper. He's going to turn the thing, and it's like, oh, this college you're paying $20,000 a year for or something to put your daughter in there teaching an orgasm class. I mean,
oh, God, way more than that. But
oh, my God. See? From colleges. I'm so glad I dropped out.
No,
this is my real problem with it. Why would a university want to teach this myth that women can actually have orgasms? Why would you want to perpetuate this myth?
Keep a myth. I don't know.
I don't want you guys getting silly little ideas in your head that this is actually attainable.
That's terrible. Right. That's a terrible thing to say.
Your poor wife. You obviously don't know what you're doing, Jake.
I just, maybe I'll send her to this college course. All right, Alexandria. Thank you so much. Thank you for finally calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know,
Jake, it says in the article that the university paid these two instructors $3,400 just for this workshop.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with the class. I mean, like, all joking aside, I do think some women are uptight about orgasms. I don't know why. Like, men, we don't have a problem, right? I mean, you never hear a guy like, "Hey, it's hard for me to have an orgasm."
Well, that's because when you're 9 years old, you're, like, spooing in your pants for no reason. You guys kind of had to embrace it.
Well, I think it's just, like, how men are better at everything than women. This just speaks to it. It's like, hey, this orgasm thing here feels pretty good. I want to get really good at this. So
not better.
Practice.
Simpler. You're simpler.
But we put the time in. I mean, it's like the fucking Rocky, you know, when he's about to fight and he's, like, eating the egg and doing the one-arm push-ups? Like, that's pretty much our teen years as guys. Actually, well, I don't
know
why.
That's
great.
I'm not looking forward to my boy's teen years.
Dude, your kids, especially Cooper. How old's Cooper? Cooper now? 11, 12?
He's 8. Oh my gosh,
okay.
He's 8. Sicko. Stop trying to get him to masturbate.
You've got about 4 or 5 years before you're going to start doing laundry 2 or 3 times a day. But let me just tell you, men, we do it. Like, we're like, hey, this is how a man's brain works. This orgasm thing's pretty spectacular. So I'm going to get good at it, and we'd never have a problem. You guys get all this whole, like, getting it, like, everything. It's linked into feelings. You have to feel a certain way. It's all emotions and physical. And then I'm uptight with my body, and I don't know how to do that. It's all that same chick. Why can't you guys do anything right, Jen? What is it?
We actually master it, like, with just a few tries, and then, you know, we move on to the next best thing, which is your best friend. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm glad, for one, that universities are opening this up, because I do think women are, I mean, all joking aside, I do think some women are unfortunately timid about it, which I don't know why they are.
I'm just so surprised it is at that age level. Like, it's sad, I guess, that you can't do it. The clip I sent you, which you didn't watch, fucker,
I had a teacher talking
about it, and she's at a different school. But she, sickos. And she's talking about how she was explaining the clitoris to a little girl in her 5th grade class, like a sex ed class.
That's so
and
hot.
Yeah, I guess, you weirdo. But she was telling her, like, oh,
what was
no,
that
clitoris,
fifth grader
it feels good when you rub it. I was like, you know what, that might be something I'd have an issue with someone telling my 5th grader, but these 18-year-olds, why are they still so ignorant to how their body works? That's what's kind of weird.
I just always thought you go to an university to learn something new. Like, to actually get educated. I never thought of a university where you could go to a class where you could obviously find out this information very easily, whether it's, like, from the internet, from, you know, other people, like friends that are similar age than you. I mean, this isn't, like, anything new. It's like you're going to educate yourself by attending a university class from the university, which the university paid for, about the female orgasm. It's not like you can't find this shit out anywhere else.
For sure.
They should have just bought them all really tight jeans and said, "Don't wear underwear, and you'll figure out how that clitoris works."
Horseback riding. But no, like, yeah, like, for real. I went to a 4-year university for like 3 months when I was 18, and I went there, and I remember being 18 and graduating high school, or 17 or whatever. And I had all these ideas of college, and I was excited. Like, I pictured, you know, I watched all those movies growing up in the 80s, and I pictured, like, study groups over pizza and talks about ancient philosophies, and I'm gonna, like, my brain's just going to explode, and I'm going to learn all the shit. And I got there, and it was just high school. Everybody was fucking everybody. The classes were just an extension of your high school curriculum. And it was just people that had never, you know, they grew up in a bubble. You know, I grew up in L.A. in a fast life. All these people had never really been away from their parents before. So it was a bunch of fucking idiots. And it's depressing.
It was horrible. It was a horrible experience going to college.
I mean, Yeah, everyone always says it's important. It's not important.
It's important if you want a career. I mean, if you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you do? Like, my kids, they have to sit there and think about if their dad died, which is sad, but, you know, that's his job. He's a cop. So I'm like, but don't worry. Mommy has a degree and a career. Cooper even asked, like, what's a degree for? I'm like, it's so I can get this kind of job. So there is importance to it, but for the reasons you were thinking, I did not become a huge different person because of it. I became frustrated. I realized I was in junior high again, not high school. I wanted to ditch class. Like, I would leave halfway through. I got in fights with people because I would look at them as they're asking their retarded questions and say, can you wait till after? Because we all get it. Like, and then I had people trying to schedule fights with me in college. It was Twitter in real life.
It's just, you know, the prerequisite stuff. I mean, if it's an education, you know, like to be a doctor or whatever your degree's in, what did you get your degree in, baking or something? Some
yeah, baking. Well, I have a teaching credential, so I have a bachelor's in liberal studies and then a credential to teach.
So shouldn't there be, like, shouldn't you be able to go to, like, a fucking trade school, like a teacher school, or if you want to be a doctor, like...
It would have been way more useful. Liberal studies was taking high school all over again, just a little bit harder.
Bullshit.
And then the credential program is what really was relevant, and that was just a year and a half. That's all I needed to be a teacher was the credential program.
It's stupid. And then now what you're getting is you're getting away from that. So there is no learning. There is no, like, opening your mind up. And now you're paying... The prices have skyrocketed to college. I mean, back in the day, it was, you know, a couple grand. Now it's 30 grand a year to go, which is ridiculous. And then you're going to learn how to beat off. It's ridiculous.
And I think you probably get a half credit for it. If I remember seminars, you do get actual school credit for it. It's probably a science or a sex ed or something. Who knows? Ripper.
Anyway,
he's
poor
phony.
Ripper. Well, you know, again, I'm glad they're discussing this in a $34,000 college. I'm sure all the parents, moms and dads that are paying that kind of money are very, very happy for that. All right, what's next? We got the fat kid and the diddling the beans.
I have River right here with me, so can you use your can you look on there? I don't know which one was next. Was it
is your
fucking
kid now fucking with the show? Can you just...
Yeah, he is. I have his mouth full, at least.
Are you breastfeeding right now?
I am.
All right, here, let's try this. I'm going to try and perv on you. Ready? is River's mouth on your nipple right now?
Yeah, but at least my nipple's not slipping out like your mom's.
Oh, God, don't. Are we doing that now? I don't want to do this. I've been trying to fucking ramble and avoid this. Do we have to?
I know. But you know what? It wasn't that bad. That's what's funny. The funny part is everyone's reaction to it. But yeah, did you ever actually watch it?
No, of course I didn't watch it. I was at a concert with Eli. We went and saw M83 at the Hollywood Bowl. And I'm just going to tell the truth. Jen, everyone... You should know, Jen is a lovely, lovely woman. And everyone's like, Jen is such a sweetheart in the show. Jen is whore.
No, they don't say that, by the way.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not since Susie's one. I got a text from Jen in the middle of a concert of the screen grab of my mom nude-ish, from Vine that said, this made me wet. That was like halfway through the concert.
I looked down,
and my mom has that drunk face. Apparently, let's back up. Apparently, my mom... I don't know the story, but she decided to get drunk and Vine herself naked. She wasn't full naked, but you could tell she was naked. She was above the nip, and apparently there was a little nip slip, which is what we're going to talk about next. But so I got a screen grab from you, Jen, that said this made me wet, and I laughed, and then I looked, and I realized it was my mom, and then I was like, why is my mom taking weird pictures? And then I just put it away. Eli came over, or Eli's wife, or somebody's like, no, that's a Vine. So then I went to Vine and checked, and there's full-on videos of her making these weird-ass faces. Like, it's not even just that my mom's topless. Like, she's – have you seen them? You guys have seen them, right?
I saw
it.
I couldn't watch it when I actually saw them because I was at dinner with my family. I honestly care about you and your family, even if I don't know her. But the first thing I did was text Jenny and say – oh, my gosh, I don't know what's about to happen here because all I saw was your naked mom on Vine and I couldn't push play because my kids were right next to me. But as people's comments saying nip slip, because like you, I was staring at her face. I didn't see her nipple. I was more fascinated with watching her face. But yeah, there's a nip slip, but it's not that big
really,
a deal.
Is there really a nip slip? Like, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? She has nice nipples, Jake. I wouldn't be ashamed of your mom's nipples.
Oh, my God. Eli, did you watch it?
No, it really wasn't that bad. Eli watched it. You know, actually, he and I were talking on the phone while he watched it, and he could hardly contain himself. No, I'm just kidding.
What was he doing?
Well, it was she was lying on her back, I think, when the nip slip occurred. So it's like when you see the nip slip, it looks like it's like a child's chest, you know, because it's flat. But she wasn't like in a very
that's another nip
sexual
slip,
pose, you know.
Oh, there's another one.
It was like, huh?
There's more
that's
than
a
one?
Different nip slip, yeah, because the one I saw that people were commenting on, so then I had to watch it like three times to see it.
I only saw one.
Oh, well, I'll send them to you guys.
No, yeah, why don't you, yeah, keep perusing, guys. Thanks.
But is that really the first time, like, her naked boob has been out? Boobs are boobs. I don't have a huge issue with
it.
It's like,
my mother.
I understand that, but you sucked on them or something at some
that
point
was
in your
a
life.
Long,
who cares?
A long time ago, and I blocked that out as well. I'm not even sure that happened, to be honest.
It's just weird. Guys can have their boobs out all the time, and you've seen your friends have been posting nip slip vines for you, and for some reason a guy does it. It's totally
because it's a dude. We're used to seeing topless dudes. We're conditioned. It's not as freaky. Although Eric's nip slip video was terrifying.
That was an amazing nip slip video.
Yeah. Just so people, if you're new to the show or whatever, this is my life. My mother vines herself nude-ish, and then my two best friends in the world watch it and tell me how it arouses them. And then members of my cult and fans and friends make their own nip slip videos and send them to me. That was what my week was like.
That's what I suggested for therapy.
Oh, that was so nice.
I thought it was. I know, because I love you, and I wanted it to desensitize you to the fact that nipples are nipples, and if it slipped out, it slipped out. God help me if I ever drink some tequila and vine. It would be more than nipples out, so I talked to her for just getting a slip.
All right. Well, I'm not going to get
what's funny is that if she regretted doing it, I mean, you could always delete them after you post it. Right?
Well, maybe she didn't regret it. Like, what's the shame in it?
Yeah, so obviously she doesn't regret it, so she's, you know, she doesn't care.
Why did she do it? Did she say? Like, I literally blocked it out. Just so
you, well,
the reason,
all her vines. Have you watched your mom's vines besides these?
No. And I never will now.
They're really just all kind of quirky and funny and weird. Like, in, you know, like Illuminati, she says that kind of stuff. And so this was kind of like that. It's just that she didn't have a shirt on. She's just making weird faces and saying funny stuff and
Slips
the nipple. I wonder how her number one fan, Chris, liked it, because he's on hold. He's really into your mom, and I wonder how he feels about her nipple.
I'm so glad. We can't call him CMW, right? That's all. There's a big legal dispute
that's
with Rob.
That's copyrighted or something trademarked with the Robin Trapp show, so we have to call him Christopher Michael.
Michael, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you for your nip slip video that you made yourself, by the way.
Yeah, I
very
just did
sexy.
That. See, people think I did that because of Roseanne. It had nothing to do with her. I did it because people were making a big deal about nipples. It had nothing to do with Roseanne.
Do you think nipples are a big deal or not?
Whatever. Well, nipples are nipples. I mean, just nipples. It's not like, you know, it's not like it's some big, you know, my grandmother, who's 1 year older than Roseanne, she'd probably do the same thing. So, I don't see anything.
Your grandmother would film her nipples?
Well, my grandmother's not on the internet, but if she was, she would do crazy things because she sells adult toys, so she probably would.
Oh, my God. Wait, what? Your grandmother has a sex shop?
I thought you people knew this about.
I
no, that's
no
amazing.
Idea.
That is so
now,
cute.
Now I'm hooked. This show's getting tried. Wait, how old is your... Wait, has she always sold, or was she like... retired and like, oh, I'm going to garden and sell dildos just one day.
No, she does. No, I'm not. She had a, she worked for a, I don't want to be, I don't want to seem like, you know, some idiot, but she worked for a rich lady, not that there's anything wrong with rich people, but she worked for a rich lady who was her boss, and that she, when the lady, when her boss, Kathy, no, I won't say her last name, but when her boss, Kathy
Reynolds,
decided, Kathy Reynolds, no, when her boss, when her boss, Kathy, decided to retire, my grandma took it over, and she does, you know, private,
shows?
Private party.
Oh.
Not shows. No, it's funny. I used to think that when I was little, but no, it's not shows. She doesn't demonstrate. She just, you know, she lets people buy and stuff, you know.
Oh, those are like those things like all the wives go, like Tupperware parties, right? Like those,
yeah,
little
like
sex
that.
Parties. Have you done those, Jen, with the MILFs?
Well, the fuckerware parties?
Yeah, is that what they're called?
Yeah, I mean, way back. I haven't, I don't need any of that anymore, but yes. Definitely
that's
have
such a, like,
been to one.
A subculture. I don't know if other people really know about that, do they? Because that seems to happen in every town.
I guess. I mean, everyone has their own little clique of people. But, yeah, I mean, it sells like Kama Sutra type stuff.
Yeah,
that's
you go.
What,
it's like a Tupperware party, but you're like, hey, try this motion lotion and this dildo. And your grandmother goes into people's houses and sells dildos.
Yeah, sure, she does. Well, you know, she does it like here local. Like, I don't think you could. I mean, if you, I don't know, Jake. I can email you information. But anyway, or Jen or somebody. I don't know. All I got is Jake's email. But anyway, she goes to people's houses and and sometimes, you know, they go to her house and she tells, you know, she shows people how to you know do the you know how to work toys. And then, you know, they buy them. I mean, she doesn't
show
them.
Now, that would be better than those sex seminars at the colleges to have your grandma come
thinking.
Show them how to use sex toys. She can make $3,400 a pop.
Yeah, we might have found a gig for your grandma. Maybe some local community college or something. All right, well,
yeah,
anyway,
well.
Thank you. So you have no problem showing your nipples. And I don't know that I believe you necessarily, Chris, that you're saying it doesn't have anything to do with my mother, I think.
Well, I did it. You know, people always say you do things because Roseanne does it, and it gets old because I don't even this fucking gets old. But anyway, I did it to prove a point that it was just nipples, and I did it to kind of be funny, and I did it to just, you know, because people was always making fun of me, and I did it to kind of lose myself and to do something I wouldn't normally do. That's why I did it.
And because Roseanne did it.
I mean, that's okay. That's fine to admit. Chris.
What
did
you say?
Did we lose Chris? Jen said you did it because Roseanne did it.
It was just an inspiration, and it helped free your nipples, too.
Well, yeah, Roseanne is an inspiration, but the fact is that all these people say, you know, they accuse me of copying and all this BS. And it's like, it's not even about that. I mean, people have the right to their own opinion, but...
I think I've noticed that you have gotten better. Again, I always take credit for helping everybody because I have a Jesus complex. I think since you've been hanging around, you have gotten a lot better. But I do notice, for the record, I'm going to digress for a second here, Chris. You still, as I have a little run-in with Marv today and a few other people, you still seem to get a little too sensitive. Is there anything we can do to help?
Well, I understand that, you know, it's all part of a joke and blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, I can't tell, like, you guys can always tell because you guys probably talk off, you know, off Twitter. I have no reason, you know, I have no, like, contact with you people off Twitter, besides for your email, Jake, but I forgot what it was. But
yeah,
anyway, so I don't even know, like, when you guys are joking, when you guys are serious, you know, all this BS.
Well, hang in there, bro. I mean, you can always DM me. I don't want to psychoanalyze you. It's making me tired. But thank you for filming your nipple, and thank you for calling in. Jen, do you have anything else you want to say?
Well, I don't know if this is something you want me to say or not, so I probably should say it. Your mom just fired you again, just so you know.
For what did I get fired for now?
Talking about her nipples.
Wait a minute. This is exactly what I was worried about because what I get a lot. I've been fired by my mother for this show so many times. That's what the show should actually be called. Like, let's see how Jake gets fired this week, because you know she'll say that I. hurt her brand or whatever. I mean, I'm sure she's joking this time, but one time she's like, hey, you you represent me, but it's like, you know, I don't, she just find herself nude. I mean, really.
Well,
how,
we're talking
like,
about it. It's us harassing you, and you're very conservative about it, and I think you're being a good son about it, but we
I didn't
are.
Say anything bad.
Of course. Well, even we aren't. I'm saying she had nice nipples, and who cares?
No, it's just, you know, it's all in good fun. It just, I think I'm really actually excited, to be honest with you guys, because this nipple gate, or whatever we call it, it's giving me such leverage now, because anytime my mom's like, hey, you're fired, you're misrepresenting me, I'm like, look, you just bind yourself naked. So you
so
can't.
So it's leverage. Her nipples.
Yeah,
you're
going
to use your mom's nipples as leverage. That's messed up.
I don't care. I got to keep my job, man. I got to keep food on the table. Because you sit there and go, hey, you're hurting my image. It's like, no. All I got to do is say, Vine nude. You Vine nude. And then she'll be like, no, you did this. You said this. That's wrong. You Vine nude. And it's like a guaranteed get out of jail card. So tell her not to fire me.
Okay.
She can do whatever
I'll
she wants.
Be sure, since she blocks every one of my accounts, but I'll be sure to tell
well,
her.
Well, Chris, you go tell her.
No, he's blocked,
well,
too.
Well, I can't talk to you. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah,
you tell Roseanne how
yeah,
you feel about
it.
Being blocked. Let's,
let it out.
Let's fix this and shit.
Well, you know, people always say, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know why it's blocked. I mean, I don't want to fight with Roseanne. I mean, I do respect her. I do respect her, and I'm not trying to fight with her, but I have ideas of why I think I was blocked, but I think it was mostly Twitter, because, like, you know, Roseanne always says to people, you're blocked because of this, you're blocked because of that. I was never told why I was blocked, and I was just blocked. And I know that Twitter does that, and so that's what I was thinking. It was Twitter. And I don't know if it was, and if it was Roseanne, I don't even know, I don't even care. I would just like to know, you know, I've apologized for things that I thought I did wrong, you know, and I was wrong, whatever. I would just like to know if, you know, why and you know, I like to know why, and I like to know you know, if there's anything I can do to, like, get unblocked, you know, because I'm really not a schmuck. I mean, I am a schmuck to people who do piss me off, but, you know, I'm not a schmuck. I was never
Eli
a schmuck.
So
I know, Eli, have you eaten? I hope not.
Eli, do you have anything
no,
to say
I,
to Chris?
No, I just had a stuff, like, I just burped. I burped. And it hurt.
No, it sounded like a sigh. It was definitely a sigh.
No, it was a verb. It was a verb.
Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm listening.
Chris, I gotta go, man. I've told you this before, man. Don't worry about it. You know, it's not important. It's really not important. Don't get upset. You're gonna make me sad. I'll find out. Tell you what, I'll find out why she blocked you, and I'll let you know. Okay.
Okay.
But don't worry about it. It's making me. You're depressing the holy shit out of me.
I know, but I feel bad. No, I feel bad, like, every day. I feel bad, like, you know.
Oh, God, stop it. It's like you're going to make
like,
me cut
what
myself.
Did I do? I wonder what you did. You know, Jesus. Let's get off the phone, and you sit and try to figure out what you did, and maybe send her a couple vines and apologize. And
we're all blocked.
I'm out of this.
Chris, I'm blocked, too, Chris. We're all blocked.
I'm blocked,
Jen's
too,
blocked,
Chris.
I'm blocked. And you know what? I have no idea why I was blocked, nor do I really care. And life goes on. That's
yeah.
it. Life goes
right.
on.
Thank you, Chris. Oh, that was depressing. Hey, you can hear he's just so sad about it. Oh,
he is. Well, you know, it is sad because he is a huge fan and follower, and not a creepy stalker type.
No,
you
he's
know,
creepy.
Even though he copies.
But yeah,
no, he copies everything she does, which I know he denies, but he does. But he's like a little kid, and deep down, like he's not gonna go. He can't afford, or he's not gonna go fly out and stalk anybody. Like,
see, I just wanted to do a show making fun of 2-year-old fat kids and like shootings and like, you know, happy stuff. And then fucking Chris.
What about Michael J. Fox? That's fun.
What's
Have
fun about that?
Have you seen his new show?
That's where, no, I haven't. Have you?
I tried to watch it, and I started to get a little seasick, but he's, it's kind of like he's making fun of himself, but it's not funny. It's really sad to me, and he's just shaking through the whole thing, and I really feel for him, but it's uncomfortable. I don't know why. I don't like seeing people dying and sick, and it's him making fun of it all. It's almost like he's exploiting himself, like, literally. He's
how come when
himself.
You plan the show, Jen, I want to kill myself at 45 minutes?
I don't know, because people pay me for that.
No, I, you know, Michael J. Fox, from what I know, he's playing himself as a Parkinson's disease sufferer, which I actually think is a brilliant premise.
It's brilliant, but he really is sick and dying, and watching it is a little painful, especially if you grew up with Family Ties, which I did and you did. I mean, that was one of the best shows ever, in my opinion, and one of, don't worry, anyone listening.
No, I love that show. Is there
substance? I love Family Ties, and he was just such, I mean, it just was such a life, a rite of passage watching that show for some reason. But he, seeing him sick, it's hard to watch, and then letting people laugh at him. I like that people can laugh at themselves, but it's pretty sad. And it honestly, it's uncomfortable. Like, I sit there and watch and think he's just going to hit himself in the face or spill a drink on himself, and I don't know.
I think if, you know, again, everything comes down to producing and writing, and the premises are cute. Like, when you say, oh, this is the idea for a show, but so many people get it wrong in this town because they just stop at the premise. If it becomes a long 30-minute stunt joke about having Parkinson's, that would get really boring really fast. Is that what it is?
I mean, that's what it seems like. Like, I don't see how it can last.
Yeah, that's sad.
So that's,
I don't want to watch
him
have Parkinson's.
I don't either. I don't want to watch him die. Who else had it? Was it not? Who was it? A Hepburn. What's her name?
Catherine Hepburn.
Audrey. Yeah. See, watching that. Like, I don't want to watch it happen. It's almost who's the black one that just died?
Muhammad Ali.
No, MS. Gosh, the comedian. I can't even think right now because of the damn beer. Anyway. He was in The Toy. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, Richard Pryor. That was MS.
Yeah,
the
MS.
The black guy.
I was kind of, it's not like, like Reagan, too. Like, when they go into kind of hiding, to like a dog in a closet, to die. I kind of want it to be that way, so I can not watch them die.
Yeah, you know what? You make an interesting point, because I was going to say, it's very cool of Michael J. Fox to do this, to, you know, because we are very taboo about brain things, and it's like, oh, cool, he's going to go up there and show that he can still keep a sense of humor with Parkinson's, and that's pretty cool. I mean, that is pretty ballsy of him, and you've got to hand it. But the flip side is, it's really creepy to watch you, like, shake like a, you know, like a freak, that maybe it would be better for everybody if you just stayed home. You know, if
I
you
know.
Just
like,
talked
why
about
why you got to break our heart.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we're applauding your braveness, Michael. It's cool. But, like, nobody wants to see you struggling to get a word out. It's horrible.
It is. It's painful to watch, and I imagine even more painful for the crew to film, because I imagine it doesn't go that smoothly. But it's there are some funny parts. Like, I saw the first one, the pilot or whatever it is, and it's all right.
Well,
but
I saw him. He did a guest spot on Scrubs, and it was like, it always looks like he's about to burp.
And yeah,
really,
and you know, he kind of always was weird. I wonder if there's signs of Parkinson's early. Remember how he was on the show, Family
yeah.
Ties? He was a little bit off, like how he turned his head here and there, weird stuff. So I wonder if it showed up early, but I don't know. I want to remember him as Teen Wolf and Alex P. Keaton, and I think he needs to go in the closet and die.
I think so, too. Michael, if you're listening, do everyone a favor and stay home. You're making us uncomfortable with inoperable brain disease, you selfish bastard. Let's take calls, because, you know, I
see,
noticed...
See, now we're laughing. There we go.
Now people are calling. Finally, fucking 50 minutes into the show, Les Jackson. Oh, and she just hung up. But we got a good old friend.
Oh,
right,
too.
We got an old friend of the show. What?
No, we didn't hang up. Think about this. What if he just mocking himself for the plan of the future? He is trying to take care and secure something that he knows that the American public will feed into. And we talk about MS, and I'm glad that he does have a sense of humor about it. I have CMT. It doesn't stop me from being a host on a radio show. It doesn't stop me from sitting back and trying to act and do all the things I want to do. But what if it's really a marketing tool to secure the betterment of my people as far as my family, and just trying to put a name out there? What because, are you talking about? Old legends never want to die. Elizabeth Taylor, she doesn't want to die. She doesn't want to sit back and say her Hollywood days are over.
Wait, first of all, who is this?
And she does these little simple things, you know, tributes and all this stuff, and we just go, we get fascinated. But
I kind
of
want to pamper
them. Elizabeth Taylor show.
I want to pamper them till they die, and I don't want to watch it happen. Like, I want them to be, like, loved and cared for, but to watch them die, I'm just not good at that. So I think watching sick people that were idols for me and others, it's hard, but he is bringing attention to the disease, and he is taking care of his family by working, so props to him for sure, but it's hard to watch.
Well, you don't
it
have
is.
To watch
it's hard to watch because you hate to see a legend. You hate to see a legend put himself out there. I mean, like Muhammad Ali and a lot of
Same.
The athletes and everybody else that has done it, because this is the only thing that really they've done. And this is the reality. This is what they do. And they will ride it out until the day they die, and then we will sit back, we will put monuments up, we will talk about these were the greatest people of all times. But really, in actuality, we watch the downfall. We watch the sorrow. We watch things that make tears come to my eyes. You know, I watched that Michael J. Fox thing.
I feel like you need a choir.
And it's sad. It's sad.
He's going to make me cry. I'm close to crying.
Don't
it's
cry.
True. Like,
don't
no,
cry.
No, make her cry. Lest she can't cry.
Make her
I
cry.
Don't.
But, you know, it's sad. It's sad because, you know what, the only thing in life that we have sat back and decided we could hold on to are the things that made us great in the past. And we forget about the things that we have done or the actual events to prevent other people and to cause them to go out and get help. We don't cause people to get help. We sit back and we put back comedy on people with MS.
I have no idea what's going on.
I would just rather watch reruns to remember his brilliance.
There you go. You know,
all right,
I
Les, thank
to,
you.
I'd rather acknowledge
is, wait,
him in his glory days.
What is CMT?
But now
you said you have
he's
CMT.
Using this sick.
Is this
I think
brother?
It's that the jaw popping is thing, isn't it? CMT,
what's
is that jaw popper?
What is CMT, Les?
Huh?
What is CMT? You said you suffer from CMT.
That is Sherris Marie Tooth Syndrome. It's a very rare disease. Not known much against the black community. It breaks down my nervous system, my mental faculties, my bones. They are breaking down. But it doesn't stop me from doing comedy. It doesn't stop me from doing a radio show. It doesn't stop me from trying to provide for my family.
Well, good
but
for you, man. Tell
I
me what your radio show is.
Up.
I got to take this other call. But tell me, where can people listen to your radio show? You seem very opinionated. I don't know what you're saying, unfortunately. But I bet
well,
if I...
you do, if you understand it.
Yeah, I kind of do. I got
do,
I got the downfield part. I do. I'm
we're
just
exploiting.
Saying,
where can people
saying
this
is,
do?
He's
we're
saying
sure.
this is all... This is all Michael J. Fox knows, and this is all he can do, and he doesn't want to
oh,
let go.
Yeah, that's a really
you know,
good
like
point.
My grandpa, as soon as brilliant, my grandpa's a really smart professor, and as soon as they stop working, they start to just die. Like, so I think this will
oh,
keep
I
him
gotcha.
Alive. This will keep him alive longer to do
but
this.
But what's
and
the point of keeping
us.
Him alive longer? I mean, really, he's in a lot
he has
of pain.
A wife and kids, that's why.
I mean, it's not going to be playing catch with his son.
I think he's still mobile.
You know, we won't.
He's still
we
all there. He's just watching him fall apart is a little hard.
Jen, you're a horrible person. Hey, well, Les, where can people hear your show? I do hear your podcast.
Come on. You know what? Like I said, it's Open Door with Les Jackson. We sit back. We do our thing right here on BTR. 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. But that's not the point. I want to sit back. Like I said, why do we exploit sicknesses in order to make people sit back and we don't even let them pay attention to the sickness? We're sitting back trying to make a humorous, light joke of it, and it's really not a joke anymore.
Yeah,
healthcare
right.
is out of control.
Well, you know, sometimes things are just so horrible and they're so painful that you've just got no choice but to laugh. I mean, there is a truth to that, too.
Are they horrible or do we make them horrible? There's no horrible about having MS. That's just a plot in life. Like I tell people, when I had cancer and they took off a piece of my kidney, I didn't sit back. I was still joking with the nurses. I was still sitting back and saying, let's do this. Let's
yeah.
make this happen, because if it's going to make me better and going to give me a few more years, let me have those. Then
but we don't
want to get a real message out.
We don't want to see the tumors and you barfing from chemo. So, that, I mean, like, even
yeah,
if that's reality, like, watching a comedy
see,
and watching...
Have chemo.
But no, I'm saying, like, watching him fall apart and be sick is the part that's hard to watch, is what I'm saying.
Well, Jen,
like,
why don't
I can appreciate...
change the channel, Jen. Why don't you just
oh,
not
I
watch...
oh, I did. Oh, I did. I mean, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Michael J. Fox, but I couldn't watch it. It started to make me depressed.
Yeah,
although
it is
this is a comedy, and I'm getting depressed watching him laugh at him dying and losing... continents and stuff.
Well, I know what Les is going to say. I unfortunately have to go, but thank you, Les, for your call. What he was trying to say, I finally figured it out. For a long time, I thought that was Real Brother in a crank call. That's why I wasn't listening. But I really did. But that guy's awesome. You know what he was saying? He was like, hey, death is a part of life. Sickness is a part of life. He seems very, very zen about it. I think I got his message. It was pretty cool. Like, yeah, I go there. I go to the doctor. I got cancer. I got these problems, but it doesn't change it. So I think he's talking more about once there is a physical illness, once anyone's ill, healthcare, this whole country in general, people's reactions to health is part of the problem mentally, and I find that a very fascinating point. But unfortunately, he talked too much for me, and I need to hear my voice a lot.
I think Michael J. Fox doing a reality show would be way more logical. Like this, you know, like watching him do that would make more sense. But having him try to do a comedy while we're laughing at him dying, it kind of
I think it's a good point. I would actually like him to do, like, a webcam series.
Yeah, that would be good.
Sorry, I just got a weird note. I apologize. Jeffrey, you're on the air.
Hi,
our dear
kid.
Old friend Jeffrey.
Jennifer's going to hell, okay,
yeah,
for the private comment.
Oh, I'm
Howard
sorry
Stern.
If I don't think it's funny to watch
Howard
someone die.
Has got
I'll try
nothing.
To laugh at it.
Wait,
no,
is the show funny? Because that's all.
Okay, I haven't. Your show? Yeah, actually, it was great. Like, I just caught a second before Eli pulled me in, and I was like, wait, no, get me out of here. Like, but I think, Jen, are you really, like, does it make you
no,
sad
the Michael
or does
J.
it make
Fox
you uncomfortable?
Show.
Not uncomfortable. Trust me, I've worked with retarded kids. I've had kids drooling on me. I've had them pull their eyeballs out. I can handle shit. What it is it's supposed to be a comedy, and it's him. It's like watching someone laugh as they barf from chemo. Like, it wasn't funny. It was uncomfortable in the sense that I couldn't see the humor in it. Like, it didn't seem funny.
Did you watch Dancing with the Stars?
He was exploiting himself. And
oh,
that's
my God.
I
would totally watch him on Dancing with the Stars. That is that.
No,
I
mean,
would
that
watch him
Hillary
on Dancing
Harper,
with the Stars, but it'd be
brain,
a joke. Like, it'd be sad.
She's supposed to be dead, and she's dancing with the stars. So, I mean,
but
how
we're,
is that
we're laughing at him. Like, to me, it's not with
wait
him.
A minute.
Like,
Jen.
If he's letting
to.
Us.
You
like,
always
if you're
laugh
fat,
at him.
Or if you're gay, or, yeah. you know, you're missing a leg. Like, I feel like you have to. Like, I'm that person that laughs at very inappropriate things. Like, at a funeral, like, I'm the one that will crack jokes about how the dead person doesn't look good.
Me too.
You know. Like, so, I mean, to me, like, I get it. Like, I think it's great that he's doing it. You know, like, I give him mad props. Like, dude, I mean, maybe he's broke. We don't know. Like, it's probably expensive, I'm sure. But he did get diagnosed.
Okay,
so he was
well,
on
let me
died.
Just say that I
Jen
called it,
terrible.
This show won't last. It's not funny to watch him
Well, it's not
going to
last because it's on
shit.
NBC.
but it's just not funny to watch someone that we all idolized fall
Jen,
apart
you
as
are
a show.
So
unless
full of
unless
shit.
It's a reality show. A reality show would be different. Like, then I could get it.
Like, he's not dying. He's got Parkinson's. Like,
no, he's dying.
He's still alive.
You can die
but
from Parkinson's. You die from Parkinson's, don't
he's
you?
Fine. He's fine. He just, you know, he shimmies a little bit. He's always doing what I would say.
He's
you know,
like a constant twerk.
How awesome would he be
like
a wipeout I would fucking watch Michael J. Fox.
That's what I mean.
Would be funny.
Like, it's funny
that would
that
be producing. Him bouncing on the big balls. Yeah, that would be funny.
Minute to Win It would be awesome if he had to stack the cups or something. I mean, there's so many other ideas. Yeah. See, this
but
is just
don't
this
you
town.
Think though, like it's funny that he's able to make fun of himself. Like
I
you
do.
Don't
I disagree with.
Jake? I think it's great.
Yeah. I disagree with Jen on this because, Jen, you I know what you're saying because you're trying to make the point like I feel guilty. Laugh. You're doing what we always do where we sound really horrible and insensitive, but it's actually because we're really sensitive. You don't want to watch somebody in pain. I get that. But the
I
same
don't
time,
think it's funny. I honestly, like, I don't feel sympathy in that way, like, that I feel bad laughing. I didn't think it was funny. Like, it seriously was, like, almost like bad acting because he can't do it well anymore. So I feel like he needs to retire that part of him, you know? Like, if a dancer lost a leg, yeah, you can put a stump on their leg, but they're not going to be a good dancer anymore. All right, so I think he just needs to let go of the fact that he can't be an actor. And he could do a reality show, and we can all laugh at him if that's what he wants, but he's not funny anymore because his timing's off, literally.
I don't know. I haven't watched it. Now, you know I'm going to go watch it.
You got to watch it, for sure. You can watch a pilot or whatever on their website.
The rating sucked. Like, I was kind of shocked. Like, I thought for sure, just because it was him and with Parkinson's, that everybody would be watching. But, of course, it's NBC, so nobody did.
Yeah, no, I love Michael J. Fox. It
and
makes
how are you
going to
cancel
that
the guy with Parkinson's? Like, that's not going to go over well for them. They're already in enough trouble.
Yeah,
I would have watched Jake's mom's Roseanne, whatever, trailer show. That sounded way more exciting than this shit. Who knows?
It is exciting, though, Jake, that you're rerunning all over the place now. I hope you're getting some residuals because I want you to take me to dinner with that check.
Where am I rerunning?
I can't remember what station my mom said it was on, but she, like, always texted me at, like, 10 something at night. I'm like, bitch, I'm sleeping.
Roseanne's Nuts is rerun.
Yeah, it's rerunning somewhere.
Oh, good to know.
She watched a whole bunch of episodes, and she said you were cute. I'm like, Mom, you need better glasses.
I am cute. Let's face it. Come on. all right, Jeffrey. It's good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a long time. I think I'm going to...
I know. I miss you guys.
Well, call in
we
more.
We do, too.
Ass face.
Yeah,
thanks.
Every
well,
week,
me,
guys.
Remind
oh,
me.
Can I say that?
Yeah, we don't know yet, but yeah.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
Jeffrey.
Here we go.
All
right.
I just want to say thank you, Jeffrey, again. We do miss you. Call in more. Love you. Kisses.
Great.
Jen, I have to get going. I know what you're saying, but I just want to make a counterpoint to you. Michael J. Fox is playing Michael J. Fox on the show, so he doesn't necessarily need his acting chops. He's playing Michael J. Fox with Parkinson's. And here's a little interesting tidbit. Some of the scenes where he's having Parkinson's symptoms, he doesn't always present shaky. He is acting as though he has Parkinson's. He's sometimes he's faking the symptoms. I don't know if you knew this. So there is actually technically acting going on, for what it's worth. And
well,
I do think
it's worth, he's dying.
Yeah, but he's, I do, okay, I'll put it this way. All right, I'll be real with you. I can't even look at a retarded person, okay? Like, I look at him I'm afraid if I just lock eyes with him, I'll become retarded. There's just some weird thing here.
It's because you're on the brink of it, that's why.
No, there's just, I'm just really honest. Like, when I see someone who's sick or, like, even missing a limb, or I remember I still have this image burned in my mind when I went to the zoo and there's a retarded girl, and she had this growth on her neck that was like an open brain, and it was red, and it was fucking dripping, and it was fucking beating.
Stop.
And it looked like a heart on her neck. I swear to God, and I almost passed out, and I was like, bleh! I was making that, bleh! And ever since then, it's like if somebody comes in, even if they're missing a finger, I can't even look at it. It terrifies me. And I feel that way about Parkinson's. Whenever I see someone with Parkinson's, it just makes me that uncomfortable. But Michael J. Fox doing the show, I did watch the video you sent me, and I got to be honest, it did sort of soothe me a little bit and go, you know what, I can look at this and it doesn't freak me out as much. So that's
out of his disease. Someone on Twitter, Jen, the one Jen hates you, Jen, she said, like, it's my issue. And it's true. I have a hard time watching a legend fall. It's hard. And watching, he was such a brilliant kid actor, and he was an adult, but kid, you know, and I would Teen Wolf, all those things. So watching him die so young, not die, but fall apart, it's hard. I don't know. I don't see it as funny. I'm happy for him that he's comfortable enough to laugh at himself, but it feels like he's exploiting himself. So.
Well, what if his intention is to do... You're such a horrible person. What if his intention is to do...
If they showed him masturbating, now that I would watch.
Yeah, for sure. I bet he's... yeah. Okay, well, you know, I don't even know what to say to you, Jen. I get it. I really do get it. I know other people aren't.
That's the bottom fucking line, okay?
Yeah,
I don't want to feel.
Let's go deep here. Let's show my therapy chops.
Michael J. Fox die. It makes me sad. I don't want to watch anyone die. I like that people like your mom still have their nipples out and are perky and happy. And I don't like watching people that are my generation dying in front of my eyes and laughing at it. I'm sorry if that's offensive. But,
does it make you... let me be therapist for a little while because I've been reading books. I want to see if I can. Does that make you face your own mortality? Is that the issue?
No, I don't. No, I still feel young. I still feel like, I think because I was so messed up in childhood that I'm about 10 years behind. So I'm happy with my state of mind and body. I'm very healthy.
You should not be happy with your body, for the record. I've seen it.
Shut up.
No, all right.
I love my belly, so you just stop. It's the only thing that keeps me busy on long car rides is playing with my stomach fat.
Well, I do agree with you in principle that if anyone out there is, like, retardo, and you're acting retardo, stay at home. I'm with you on that. It makes me and Jen uncomfortable, and stop being so insensitive.
We don't want to watch Legends Fall. That sounds much better.
Oh, God. We're so going to hell. All right,
can I tell you one story about the retarded kid?
Yeah, you want to bury yourself deeper? Go ahead. Let's go.
Yeah. I know it's horrible, but I've had sympathy for Tommy Tardo. He was the one that used to pick on Cooper at his old school, and we've moved schools since. But his mom just died, and this is like his second mom he's gone through. So now I'm thinking, oh, my gosh,
wait,
let Tommy get a gun.
His second mom he's gone through? What does that mean?
Well, his first mom, I guess, abandoned him or something, lived somewhere else, but his dad remarried, and this is his mom that raised him. She just died of cancer. That was just really sudden and happened, and I felt a lot of sympathy for him, but then I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to be a killer. So I hope someone tags him or helps him or whatever. Feel bad for Tommy.
Tommy Tardo is, that's what you call him. He's kind of violent, right? He's the one that pushed your kid around.
Yeah, any kid, not just mine, but every kid, anyone that just upset him or whatever, he freaks out. And I kind of get it now. His mom's been going through chemo the last few years, and his other mom abandoned him, so he has issues.
Yeah, maybe he's not retarded.
Oh, I don't. You know how I feel about that. You too. It's usually situations that cause people to be that way. Silenced Jew.
Oh, when you called him Tommy Tardy all this time, I thought he was like, you know.
Well, he's borderline. Like, the principal will say, oh, you know, and she shouldn't, but he's on the spectrum, and, you know, I think that's people. A little something, but who knows? I mean, your mom abandoning you can pretty much send anyone over the edge, right?
Yeah. Oh, that or nip slips. Either one.
Are you going to be okay about that? Like,
I'm okay. No, honestly, to be real, the nip thing didn't, because I just found out, actually, I just did research while you were talking, that my mom is saying that she did those videos to make fun of Geraldo, who took a picture of himself nude, and now that I see that it's performance art, it's much funnier and doesn't disturb me at all.
I was fucking dying. Like, I'll admit, last week was a really rough week for me. And if this saves your job, I hope so. But your mom, like, kept me from going over the edge. Like, that whole experience, texting you and Jenny about it and just helping, it helped me through a tough time. Because I belly laughed a lot of times.
Well, I'm glad that's your joke.
Oh, shit, that was funny. And I love her for that because, honestly, I mean... my mom's nipple out would not look that good. So, just so you know.
Well, I'm glad you think my mom has nice nipples. That makes me feel a lot
better.
Better
nipples than most nipples that I've seen at the same age. So.
Oh, dear God. Let's not talk. I don't want to hear the words my mother's nipples anymore. I'll just bury it, put it to rest. The last thing I want to say, next week we do have, I don't know if it's Philip Van Cleef or Lee Van Cleef or Filth Cleef or whatever, but we are going to discuss the gun control issue at length with him. He's an NRA member, and we are going to go in more into length about the pussies in the news, the story about those two kids that were suspended with the airsoft guns, which is such horseshit. And, of course, the most recent shooting of another fucking mentally disturbed person with a gun. We didn't get to it today because he was not able to call in, so we are going to make that our show next week. So please tune in. It'll be a little more serious. I don't think we'll be talking about locking retarded people up in their closets next week. Anything
or
else?
Your mom's nipples.
Yeah. No, I retired that, Jen. That was
better. Oh, yeah. We're putting your mom's nipples to rest. But like I said, the nipples.
Thank you for getting that out. So we're done. That's done. We can move on. No more mom's nipples.
I'll let go.
I want to thank Les's call. I actually did find that guy fascinating once I decided to listen to him. So I urge him to call back sometime. I'd like to hear more. But yeah, you know, I think you're wrong about the Michael J. Fox thing, Jen, for the record.
Well, I think I'm right that it will fail. Like, I don't want it to fail because, you know, I like him a lot. But I think too many people will be saddened by it, and it's a comedy. So I would laugh at him in real life, okay? Like, if he's trying to drink out of a cup spilled on his face, I would laugh. Like, if it was my family member, I would embrace the Parkinson's, okay? But it's like he's a hero. Like, you don't want to watch it. I don't.
Oh, I get it now. So your problem is not laughing at someone who's disabled.
No, oh,
your
my
problem
gosh,
is you don't like
blind,
the self-indulgence of it.
Oh, yeah.
You think
I put my blind mom off in pictures. I'll take one for you soon. But no, I get it. Like it's about I want to remember him how he was, so it's hard. And I appreciate people like Ronald Reagan. I don't know if you ever read his letter, but he wrote like a goodbye letter before he started to lose his mind.
Was that like 1974?
I was born in 76, and I think Jimmy Carter was president, so it was way after.
Because Reagan
anyway,
lost the day he was president, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, go on.
But what I'm saying is he wrote a letter saying, basically, I'm going to lose my mind. I want to say goodbye to you while it's still here, and I'm going to go hide away in my closet.
That's going out. That's
and
going
I
out
appreciate
like that
as well. Yeah, I think, you know, and he let his wife take care of him, and she did a great job, and it was it was more respect. It was a different kind of respect. I respect Michael, but it's harder to watch. I could not have watched Ronald Reagan, who I thought was an amazing president then, because I was a child.
Yeah.
I think every president's amazing.
Amazing.
Even as a kid? Like, I think any president.
No,
I think any leader.
He's honestly the, no joke, probably the worst president in the history of this country.
But as an adult, but as a kid, didn't you? I mean, it's kind of like your boss, your parent, your teacher, whatever.
I was biased because my family hated Reagan. So, but no, I didn't. I didn't like him because I remember being 3 in 1980 and seeing one homeless person, and then I remember 1986, 87. I couldn't get a fucking sandwich without being fucking hassled by tens of thousands of homeless people who were also mentally ill. Because he cut funding to put these people in fucking mental hospitals, and we wouldn't have as many fucking shootings everywhere with fucking crazy people were locked up. So, no, I might have.
Either way, as a child's point of view, I wasn't an adult looking at it that way, and my family was definitely Republican.
Yeah, well, that explains why you laugh at the people that are ill, like my. All right, let's end this shit show, everybody. Thank you. I don't even know what to say. Was it even good? Because the mom's nip thing really did fuck with me. I'm not gonna lie. I was down there for like 20 minutes. Could you tell? I was crying.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah, it's I really felt for you.
God, it's so disturbing. All right.
That bad. You know what I think? Can I recommend as your therapist that you go watch it because it really was nothing.
Not gonna happen. My dad just texted me, and it's such a good point. This is the last story I'll leave you with. My mom does have a wax figure in whatever those wax museums.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the main one. It wasn't the famous whatever wax museum. It was like the Pepsi to the Coke version, whatever it was, Madame Wu. I can't remember. But anyway, they went out of business, and they put them up for auction. And my mom bought it on eBay. So me and my dad, who at the time was working for my mom here in L.A., rented a truck, and we had to go pick it up from the wax museum. And the only way to lift this figure, unfortunately, just by the shapes of the arms and the coffee mug and thing, was you had to get behind it and grab the breast. And me and my father were, I've urged him to write, he wrote this out, I still want to publish it somewhere, but my father and me literally had to each take turns grabbing her dummy's breast, and then we had to like bring it to the lift gate and tie it up, and there was just this moment where we were so into, because it was a job, and we were doing the job, and we were sweating, and we weren't really thinking, but there was just this one moment where we just sort of locked eyes, and we realized that we are fondling the tits of a dummy, of his ex-wife and my mom, and we just laughed. We laughed the whole way home. It's so disturbing.
That's very disturbing. Way more disturbing than this simple little nip-slip vine.
I think you're right, and I think I want to thank my dad for that text message, because that is true. That was, even though that was a dummy, that was honestly, and it's disturbing enough to fondle a wax figure, his boobs, especially if it's your mom, but then to do it with your father. Like that, I think it was that it was me and my dad made it the extra. That just made it worse. But anyway, so thank you for that note, Dad. All right, let's end the shit show. I'm gonna go take a nap. Is that the jack-off sound effect, Eli?
Yeah, but I didn't hit it that time.
That
was
Jen.
Sorry, I was doing it to you and your dad playing with your mom's boobs.
Okay, you win, Jen. You creep me out. I hope you feel better about
it. I love you guys.
I love you, too.
Thank
love
you.
You
tell, and really, tell your mom at some point, honestly, she helped me through a dark moment, and thank you.
I will, definitely. She's probably listening now if she's firing me, so that is very good to hear. I thought I helped you through your dark moment. But
yeah, not really, but yeah, no.
Are you upset
my
with
baby.
Me that I'm preoccupied?
Yes, I'm pretty up. No, I'm not. I just have withdrawal issues, but I...
That's sweet.
Eli and I are just going to end up taking over the
That's
friendship.
Fine. I need my set. Yeah. Oh, I think I meant the show. Are you guys becoming like really close behind my back? Because I'm not comfortable with that.
We're totally close behind your back, but...
That's not right,
your business.
Dude. Are you guys like talking? And how? Well,
I might even see Susie tomorrow. Like, I have all kinds of friendships behind your back.
That's so fucked up. Well, okay, here's the deal. I need to be brought up every 20 to 30 seconds, and then I'll be okay with it.
Okay. When Susie and I make out, we'll hold up like your name on a piece of paper.
Are you and Susie really going to have sex tomorrow? I mean, is your husband cool with this? Can we talk about that
for
a minute?
We're not going to have sex, but we're definitely going to hang out, and he's definitely going to be there, but so will my kids, so I don't know what to do with them. But they won't know what seductive pictures are, so we might take some good pictures together for everybody.
If you and Susie start literally getting hot and heavy, what do you do? Like, do you say, Richie, watch the kids while I go? I mean, like, does Richie know?
I think he would start laughing. What guy is going to get upset by that? He's going to start laughing and say, Jennifer.
But he has a crush on Susie, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He offered, I have to take River for pictures in the morning, and he offered to help entertain her. And he was dead serious. And I said, What do you mean, entertainer? She wants to see me, you fucker.
A lot of people don't know, before Susie joined the show, Susie and I became friends on Twitter. Jen had no idea that it was the Susie Meister. It's a complete coincidence. Jen and her husband, when they started dating, used to watch Road Rules, and both had a huge crush on Susie Meister, like in love.
Did.
And they, but that then to the point where it's your free pass, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I asked him, we had the conversation, like, would you be upset, like, if I was hanging out with Susie and I made out with her? And he's like, no, I don't think so.
Jeez,
I mean, any guy, he would be upset. But no, I think he would definitely prefer to get to witness that.
Yeah, you shouldn't go off in the corner without him. You should let him watch.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. We always have kids around, so that pretty much tames everything.
Well, just go leave your kids outside. Leave them in the pool. And then go.
My kids will probably have a crush on her by the end of the day. Trust me.
Well, that's creepy. Don't let them do anything. All right, I'm really ending the shit show. If you do make out with Susie, please, do honestly, find it. I think everyone wants to see. Can you find it?
Well,
can you find it from your perspective so I don't have to see you in it? Like, just hold the phone to the side of your face so I can just see her kissy face.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll be sure to leave myself out of it.
Yeah, it's like in pornos, like with Ron Jeremy. You know,
ew,
you're watching a porno
know.
And then, yeah, exactly, see? That's what you'll do to me if you're in there.
Yeah, I might have to. I owe you for being a flake.
Oh, God. All right. Let's end this fucking show. I keep saying it.
All you do is sit around and talk about women's genitalia all day. Stop it.
Oh, my God. You're turning into my mother. Typical.
I'm a Jew.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Dave. Bye, Eli.